Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today.
What's up, my friends?
Hello, Greg.
We're doing all right. I'm doing okay.
It's a little dark in here. You want me to turn the lights on?
No.
Okay.
That's the mood lighting that we're going for today.
Yeah, it's kind of like where you're going with this.
There's a foreboding mood that we've set for the show today, or a cloud. There's been some industry shakeups happening this week. I don't know if it's because I think September is like the fiscal year budgetary time for a lot of, you know, manufacturers and agencies and stuff in the dive industry. But there's been some shakeups as far as staff going on. I don't know what to think of this, but one right off the bat is our buddy Ladd from Reef has exited his position at Reef down there in the Keys, and that has been a shocker for people in the dive industry.
The hell, so, you say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened, but he's no longer with them, and you know, we wish him the best, and hopefully he's going to pop up somewhere. I would imagine big soon, because he is a prominent member of the dive industry, but for whatever reason, he has left his position, where I should say he was told to leave, from what I'm hearing.
So is it retirement?
I don't think, no, it's not retirement. He's had a falling out with the board at Reef or something. And I mean, Ladd Atkins is like the face of Reef. He is a big,
he is Reef.
Big, yeah, he is. When you think of Reef, the Reef Environmental Education Foundation down there in the Florida Keys, Ladd Atkins is the guy. He's the face of Reef, or has been for, you know, 16 years. And this week he has left. And, you know, it doesn't look good, whatever is going on. But, you know, we wish Ladd the best. But I really question what it's going to mean to that organization, because everybody associates Ladd with Reef. It's like, you know, when Van Halen, you know, fired David Lee Roth, you know, or your band losing its lead singer. I mean,
that was a good thing.
Well, maybe, but still, I mean, you better have a good backup plan, is my point, because a lot of bands will not recover from a lead singer situation like that very easily. Yeah, well, they did. I'm not saying there hasn't been, but that's a big, big thing. So, you know, yeah, I don't know hardly any of the other people outside of Ladd from Reef. I don't know anyone else, really. You don't see them. You know, they work behind the scenes, and I'm sure they all do good work and stuff, but it does make you wonder what's going to happen to that organization and all the good works they've done with Lionfish Derbies and all this kind of stuff. So we will see. But that, and I heard about some other staff changes at some big companies in the industry, and I don't need to get specific, but it's just been a volatile time this week in the dive industry. You know, if you get into that. So what does this mean? I don't know. The economy seems to be percolating, seems to be doing pretty well. You would think that's good for the dive industry, as far as more people diving, more people spending money on dive gear and places to go dive. I would think that'd be a good sign. Jerry the Diver Guy's with us. You heard Barry the Boater chime in. Jerry, you there, man? What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, there he is. I hear him now. Yeah, what do you think of this? You have any comment one way or another, or is this news to you?
This is news to me.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I will never think of it without Ladd like that again. I mean, it's Ladd has done so much for that, and he's a great man, so
yeah,
I hate to see him go.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, I know he's going to have a ton of offers. I mean, heck, he got like the Reaching Out Award at DEMA 2 years ago. I mean, that's like the Hall of Fame of diving kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
To think that they would part ways with the organization he kind of helped start is hard to believe, but we'll see. I have no doubt he'll land on his feet or his fins. Very soon, and we'll cover that accordingly on the big show. But what does it mean for the industry? I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing it out there and kind of, you know, that's what's on my mind this week. I knew it wasn't on Jerry's mind because he threw me a story about this YouTube video, which I don't know. Is this a new video of that guy who's in excruciating pain, Jerry, or is this a recycle? Because I thought I'd heard about this before.
I think this is new.
You think it's new?
I've never seen this. All right. I have never seen this video.
Now, the guy is not a diver, but he's definitely... you could use this video as an excuse of why you should be, because he was just a snorkeler or a swimmer, I believe. Is that right?
I think he went swimming.
He went swimming, so. And I don't remember where it was exactly, but I want to say it was someplace in Asia. Does that sound right? Like Japan or something? Maybe.
I think...
All right, who cares?
Search.
It's up there, but basically the guy goes swimming, and he got whacked by a jellyfish. But, you know, the new style for guys, especially, is to wear loose-fitting board shorts.
Uh-oh.
Here's a reason of why you should not.
Oh, God.
Yes. So let's just say...
Did the jellyfish make its home somewhere close to home?
The jellyfish...
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait, are we talking about the right video? If it's the right video, the guy gets stung by a stingray.
Oh, it was a stingray.
What are you watching, Greg?
Oh, I thought it was a jellyfish. I didn't know it was a stingray.
Greg's watching other videos.
How did the stingray get up into his nether regions and hurt him that way? I see this all the way through. I just saw him screaming, like a madman. I just thought he had got stung by a jellyfish. But you're saying it was a stingray that got up in there.
This guy got stung in China.
Okay, it was. Okay, it was in China. So how does it get up there? Because you got to get the tail up in there, and it stung his
manhood.
Must have been a
baby.
Right? Yeah, well, I would hope so.
Small.
For his
part. No, this
his,
for his pretty part. Good size stingray.
Yeah, you see the same.
How big was this guy's shorts?
Look at his shorts.
There, so they're pretty skimpy.
I don't think a stingray could fit in my shorts.
Yeah, that's what he said.
God, in comparison to
it actually stung him through the shorts.
Stung him through the shorts. Oh, that's what he said.
Greg, God forbid you watch it and know what the hell you're talking about.
No, why would I bother?
Wrong animal. Wrong location.
No, it was right. It was close enough.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so, but
somewhere on planet Earth. The man was injured somehow by something.
All right, so, but the moral
it was funny.
Of this story is to be a diver and don't be floating on the surface or, you know, without a wetsuit.
Okay, there it is.
That was the angle I was going with it. Maybe it didn't quite work. I didn't quite connect those dots
She'll
as well.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
But it is kind of comical watching him scream in pain. You know, when you're not the person in pain,
I might have to look that up.
You can definitely.
There's no sound on this computer right here, is there?
No, okay, no, good. We don't. I don't think we could even air that in.
But I can look it up
Chinese.
And I can play it and watch it.
And no, don't bother. I described
actually,
it perfectly.
Actually, you're just laying on the beach. So
he's just laying on the beach,
hovering over the jellyfish.
Why don't you just
hovering over the stingray?
I mean, just imagine how you would feel if a stingray, you know, stung your manhood. How would you react?
Greg, just let Jerry talk. He seems to have a better handle.
No.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Give us a reenactment, Bubble Boy. How would you feel if you could just, you know?
Well, crikey, I had him cornered, and then he jumped up me boxes.
Okay, well, he was in China, so I don't think he spoke like that. No, that's Japanese. I don't know. Okay. Wow.
That's what I would do.
I think that's pretty amazing. Accurate. I think he did find the audio clip from that video. Anyway, take it for what it's worth, which wasn't very much. We do have some other stuff to cover on the show today.
Oh,
that's
good.
Probably a little bit more substantial.
That wasn't it.
Butch Hendrick from Now, he's going to join us and tell us what he's planning for the DEMA show. You know, that's only a couple months away.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, we're going to give people a little idea of what you can expect to witness and learn in some of the seminars he's given. Also, Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures coming on to tell us some new things about Explorer Ventures. Their new boat, the Majestic Explorer, just splashed in the Galapagos.
They have another boat? How many boats do they have now, man? They got quite a fleet.
Oh, hundreds. But if that weren't enough, and it never would be, I mean, not to slight Clay, because he's quite of a, he's a big gun. We have Facebook Live going today, and we're doing something special.
Hey, speaking of Explorer Ventures, guess who just logged in?
Well, there you go. Rachel from Explorer Ventures is going to hang out in the on Facebook Live today.
They probably can't see you because it's so freaking dark in here.
Well, no, they can. It's just dark.
It's not dark in here. You have some Jerry's spring water, that's all.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Turn up the oil.
The biz is crap.
All right, she'll be in there to answer your questions about liveaboard diving and then some. So we got a lot going on. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yeah. Were you saying something?
I'm not rapping about jewelry or how I rock furs. I'm not rapping about fashion or how the Glock bursts. I ain't walking in a trap with a crowd of mobsters. This is a comprehensive rap all about lobsters. I ain't rapping like a gangster or rapping like a thug. I'm not partying with women. I ain't acting high on drugs. This is a rap about the arthropod Homerus americanus, which is genetically exactly like a bug. It's not a mammal or a fish. It's closer to a snail. It has 10 legs, a heart, exoskeleton, and tail. People think the lobsters live forever. That's a lie, man. A lobster has a 50 to 100 year lifespan. In order for a lobster to grow, it has to go through a process called molting, where it sheds its shell. My name is Mac and I got the raps. I hope you enjoyed this video of lobster facts. If not, I'm cracking your neck.
What?
In the comment section of this video, tell me what topic I should rap about next.
Okay, Mac, we'd be happy to. Say stingrays that get up your board shorts.
That was good.
Yeah. It was all about lobsters, a rap about lobsters. So you can find that and listen to it all, you know, to your heart's content if you, you know, are so inclined to do. So there you go. We got a rap about lobsters now. And, you know, the thing is, last week we were talking about how important it is for the storms to kind of come through Florida because it may stir up the lobsters. And I think we got Chiefy, my lobster guru, on the line. Literally, as we speak, he's coming in from diving for lobsters down in Fort Lauderdale. Chiefy, you with us? Talk to me.
I am, Greg.
So is that right? You know, are you still on the boat or are you at the dock or what?
Well, no, I'm on my boat at my dock. So,
okay.
We're getting ready to take the picture, the celebratory picture of our limit of lobster and, which we were able to get, in just one quick dive.
Yeah.
They were in, we stayed in that 35 foot stuff.
Yeah.
Which has been actually pretty good the last couple days. But the guys off the beach were killing it too.
They were.
Today. So,
okay.
But I kind of leave that shallow stuff. That's the 10 foot stuff,
mm-hmm.
10 foot deep. Okay. So yeah. We're literally 400 feet off the white sandy beaches of the greater Fort Lauderdale area. It's beautiful. Where else in the world, Greg, can you just swim off the beach and catch spiny lobster? Tell me that.
Legally. Right there at Lauderdale by the Sea, Fort Lauderdale, where they are. I mean, it is prime location for doing just that.
Yeah.
Chiefy.net, by the way, is the website to go and find out more about this. Chiefy, who is he's our lobster guru. He's always out there. And I knew last week when that storm front was coming up through the it came up through the Gulf. But I know it stirred up the seas big time down there in South Florida and in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. And I started calling around. I talked to Barry the Bugger, and I told him, I said, hey, put your feelers out. Put those antenna up. Find out if the lobster are walking. Because, after the season of Florida spiny lobster just opened, I just had a gut feeling that it would have an effect. So they were out deep before this, like right after the season opened.
Were.
All the divers came in, the commercial lobstermen set their traps, and the reports we're getting is that the lobsters were not in shallow, as Barry and I found out on one of the dives. So we didn't do too well shallow and figured, well, they're not here right now. They must have moved out to deeper water. That's where you were getting them there for after the couple weeks of mini season, or after the season opened a couple weeks later. And then they just were staying out in, 60 to 70, 80-foot range thereabout, TV?
About 70 is kind of where they ended up, and that was right before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there, which was good. We were able to get our limit out that way, not that deep. But prior to that, the mini season and everything was actually pretty good. We had done really, really well in shallow in that 35-foot stuff. And but I knew you're right, Greg. Man, that's tropical storm, whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
On Monday when Labor Day blew out, man, it was you knew that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. The rumor is like the first big depression of the season, which that kind of was, has a tendency to stir up the lobsters and can trigger a lobster walk, which is what I really want to hear about. But you didn't see anything like that. You just saw them maybe coming in from deep and into the shallows, right?
Well, no. What we ended up doing was we were on the top of the second reef in about 35 feet, and they were clustered together. So you literally look in a hole, and there'd be 8 or 10.
Nice.
And a bunch of them were short, and the big boys are in the back. So you have to be real patient. That's the key. Don't get too excited. They're not going anywhere. And you just kind of work as a team, with my buddy. And, he's on one side of the hole. I'm on the other. And we kind of push them out to each other. But, the big boys are in the back. And that's kind of what I wanted to do is get the big boys. I knew we were going to get our limit. I just wanted to get, nice size ones.
Right.
And we did get a fair amount of shorts. In shallow, they're walking. I mean, literally, guys are seeing them 10, 20, 40 in a row walking. And
Hold on. You're saying that today and yesterday, there have been reports of the lobsters walking in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Lauderdale by the Sea, buddy. Pompano. It's been good.
Barry the Bugger.
Greg,
you hearing this?
I told you to come down here, and you're saying, well, I don't know.
Well, you're down there. You were supposed to go out there and find them walking. What is the matter with you? So, you're getting, were they walking
come
yesterday?
Come on, bugger.
Chiefy, or did you witness this yourself, or is that what you're hearing from the people?
No, this is my buddies, and my buddies, I have very reliable sources, and yeah. I don't go off the beach because I have a boat, and I don't really want to mess with the guys that are swimming off the beach. And but yeah, numerous reports of in 10 feet of water, walking in
clouds
of 10, 20, and just in a straight line walking. And
oh my gosh,
they're huddled up. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
You just set your lobster bag there in front of them and said, "Okay, march right in, boys. Here we go."
Just about. Yeah. They kind of actually, and you hit it on the head. They actually are kind of like a trance-like state.
Yeah.
So when you see them like that, they're fairly easy to catch. Weird.
It's kind of like
weird to witness.
A drunken conga line.
Hey, guys, who wants to go in the tanning bed?
Yeah. Hey, there's a jacuzzi over there. Let's go. I think you got to go through that tube right there.
Well, yeah. Greg, you're going to have another chance soon.
Why do you say?
Well,
Tropical Storm Florence is brewing out there. And if she does what she's supposed to do, it'll turn up the surf enough where you can be down a couple of days after she's gone.
Oh, screw that noise. What's the weather looking like today? I mean, you just came in, Chiefy. Is it rough down there right now, or is it beautiful down in Fort Lauderdale?
One foot. We actually, very first, and it was like a lake this morning, and it bumped up to about a little 1 foot chop. And what's
Barry.
The negative was the visibility's been pretty poor.
Yeah.
And the current was pretty strong going north.
Okay.
And so your visibility was maybe 20 feet.
All right. So,
but, you know, when you're hunting for lobster, you don't really care about that because you can pretty much just run into something and you go, oh, there you go.
That worked out
pretty well.
Oh, no doubt.
Today was a good day.
Oh, my gosh. Chiefy.net. Go there and you can learn about how to catch lobsters properly and learn about things maybe like these lobster walks. I want to just get one on video. And, yeah, I want to get my sixth limit lobster there as well. So we're going to work on that. Barry the Bugger, you better get out there now. Don't wait. Leave.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web, and also Clay McCarnell from Explorer Ventures, I believe. Clay, are you with us? Talk to me.
I think I'm here.
There you go. Gosh, that is so nice to have you aboard right now. But I got to tell you, I'm a little giddy. After that last segment of hearing that the Florida spiny lobster are walking, I don't know what to do, Clay. I think I got to go diving.
Yeah, it's sort of making me drool just hearing about all that.
Well, you know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Of course, I want to go catch them and I want to eat them. But I got to tell you, it's been on my list since I saw a lobster walk many years ago to get this phenomenon on video and take a camera down and actually film those 20 lobsters that Chiefy was talking about lined up in a conga line and just get that video. I just think I've seen it, you know, it's been filmed before, but it's a pretty rare occurrence to get something like that on video. Have you ever seen that yourself, Clay, on one of your Explorer ventures?
I have never seen that. That would be a cool thing to see, though. We've seen plenty of lobster on various itineraries that we run, but I never seen a conga line.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we got to make this happen. Maybe the viz is too rough right now. Barry the Bugger, have you? Hopefully you've already left and went lobstering. Are you still connected? Are you with us or not?
I'm still here.
What? I thought I gave you an order.
I'm getting my gear ready.
Okay, you're going to wait till after the show, and then you're going to head out there to the beach and tell us if they're there, and if they are, I'll meet you there tomorrow morning.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You put me under the bus. You were supposed to come down.
Well, I just said I would come down, but you got to go find them first. I don't want to waste time finding them.
If the lobsters are walking, Yeah. By the time you get down here, they won't be where they were. They'll be somewhere else.
Well, no, you'll track them. You'll clock them, and then you'll figure where they're walking. Then
tag them for us.
I'll tag them like I saw the Meg movie this week.
Give them a flag.
I'll tag them just like they did, right?
Give the lead lobster a flag like a bazillion tourist group at Epcot or something, okay? And then we'll pick them up on Sunday morning. All right, I digress. We're gonna get back on track and talk about liveaboard diving with Explore Ventures next. And don't forget, we got Rachel from Explore Ventures on Facebook Live answering your specific questions as well. It's all coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
People sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Alright, that's enough of that nonsense. I don't know what he's saying, but it's a cool rap about underwater. I get that much, and he said the word fish, so we'll just leave it at that. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, CJ, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Clay McCardle right now, who is the big cheese, big kahuna, big fish of Explore Ventures. He is with us on the air today. And Clay, we're going to talk about some of the cool stuff you guys have been doing with Explore Ventures, but what's even cooler is that Rachel, one of the cool ladies that we've had on our trips, on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises, is actually on Facebook Live with us today. So she's there to answer your specific questions about liveaboard diving. And then some, if you want to chime in there and watch the video and get a little bit more deeper into liveaboard diving, she's right there for your question and answer stuff. As we chat about some more general things that have been going on with Explore Ventures. Which,
don't be afraid to ask her.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Jerry, the diver guy, will help you, too. He's in there as well. But Explore Ventures, the big news that we got to talk about, Clay, is this Majestic Explorer. I mean, it just splashed, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Is that right? In the Galapagos?
Yep. Just went online. August 18th was its first trip, and we're hugely excited about it. They did a little bit of work in Guayaquil, got it all ready to go, and she's out on her third trip now?
Yeah. Well, I got to see the photos up there at exploreventures.com look really cool, and especially on their Facebook page. That's how you can see some of those photos for sure.
But I try to wait until after like 7 a.m. my time before you call and start begging for a trip again. I mean,
yes. Well, you know, I mean, there's the time change. I'm going to blame the time change because he's out on the West Coast there a little bit. But yeah, I'll try to keep that in mind. But let's talk about what you've seen. I mean, have you gotten any reports from the first couple trips yet yourself or not?
Yeah,
not
really. We've got several reports. Things are going well. The trips have been running really smoothly, and the boat is just amazing. It's got so much space. It's a high end luxury liveaboard, and probably the nicest boat in Galapagos now. And we're hugely excited to have both that and Humboldt Explorer running.
Absolutely, Humboldt is a beautiful vessel in itself. For sure. It's definitely up there as far as quality, but I've seen the pictures of this new Majestic Explorer. I mean, it kicks it up a whole new level. The Galapagos is like the Mount Everest of diving, and it's not for the faint of heart. You need to have your dive skills well checked out before you want to go on one of these trips, if you ask me. But, oh my gosh, once you go there, it's like literally diving into a Discovery Channel special. And you're the star. I mean, because everything you can imagine from, seals and sea lions and whale sharks and, so much marine life, mantas. When we did that trip, Jerry Beatty was on the trip with me from Dive Training Magazine. And we went out there. We saw orcas. I mean, it was like sensory overload. I've told this story so many times. I'll never forget it. It was by far the craziest adventure from a diving perspective I probably have ever had. And that just says a lot about the area. But having a vessel that makes you feel comfortable in that environment is icing on the cake big time, because it can be a little challenging on the diving side. Right, Clay?
Yeah, we require usually about 200 dives. They're not required, but recommend about 200 dives per, you know, to, just to get your skill level up and get comfortable in the water and you know, be able to deal with, you know, not only the colder water, but the, you know, the currents and the and of course, the marine life. But the payoff is huge.
Yes, absolutely. And, well worth the, even for a warm water wuss like myself, it's well worth the effort. And the fact that you would have a nice vessel like this new Majestic Explorer to come back to, it would be something that'll it'll change your life.
I have a question. I'm on the ExploreVentures.com website. This video is insane. Where was the shots of the hammerheads taken?
Well, that was Galapagos, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Galapagos. Those were up in Darwin and Wolf, I believe.
Yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, schooling hammerheads are a fairly common occurrence many, many times during the year. Orcas, which I happen to see, aren't super common, but a couple times each year they have some orcas cruise through the area, and I happen to hit it on the right week. So you never know what you're
going to see. You hit orcas hunting mantas, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Wow, yeah. I mean, I was blown away from – I mean, there were so many mantas in the water on this dive that we did. You literally could – walk across the surface of the ocean and literally walk on top of a manta. Not that you would do that, but I'm just saying there were so many at the surface and even down below in the water column. It was like a swarm of manta rays. It was just crazy. It's hard to imagine that this would even happen in real life, but I kid you not, that's how it was. And then we come up and then we spend 20, 25 minutes cruising along the top of the water in these pongas, these little rigid inflatable boats with like 8 or 9 killer whales. I mean, it was and they were playing with a seal like a cat toy, and they were catching this little baby seal in their mouth, and you think they're going to eat it. Nope, he'd take it and he'd throw it out of his mouth and it'd fly out through the water, and then they'd catch it again a minute or two later. So they were playing with this poor seal. I felt bad for the seal, but man, was it cool to watch. It was so amazing. What an experience. And that's the kind of stuff that happens in the Galapagos. So it's a magical place for sure. But, you know, there's been a lot of things going on with Explore Ventures. Not only do you have the new boat there in the Galapagos, but you've just done a new refit for the Caribbean Explorer 2. Is that right, Clay?
Yep, that's ongoing right now. I just talked to them this morning, and you're very well familiar with Caribbean Explorer 2, but the salon is pretty much done, and we're moving inside to renovate all the cabins and interior and doing a lot of painting. And yeah, it's going to be a busy month down in St. Martin as well.
Excellent. And so that'll go through another week or two, and then the pictures will start popping up, and then you'll start sailing again, right?
Yeah, early this week we should have some pictures of the progress, and then we go back on charter in early October.
Okay, very nice. And then got a new photo contest you guys just launched there that people can participate in. And you're giving away what? Is gift certificates and a bunch of other stuff, or what? What's going on with that?
Well, yeah, basically eligible for anybody that has been on one of our any of our destinations is eligible. I can't talk today.
That's okay.
And well, it must
like
be,
I can.
You just make me nervous. But no, you can put up to three pictures. Any underwater topside photos of your vacation with us, and the winner gets a $200 gift certificate towards their next trip or onboard purchases or whatever on any of the destinations. Yeah. So we're real excited about that. We've
well,
a lot
and
of
yeah,
traffic. And
well, you know, most of the people that go on these liveaboard trips, it's a perfect place to work on your photo taking skills or video skills, and you can pull a frame. Might as well, enter the contest. You might get a little credit for your next trip. So that's a cool new feature they're doing. And you just go to exploreventures.com and do a search. A monthly -photo-contest is what I have in my notes here. But I'm sure you can find it right there on their exploreventures.com website. Three chances to win each month. So they're going to do three images per person or something like that. So you could have all kinds of opportunities to win. And, let's kind of run through. So we got Galapagos. We got the new Caribbean Explorer 2 refit that's happening right now. We got the photo contest. But what about the other destinations? Turks and Caicos, which we're going to be doing in December for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Alex Prilsky this time. I'm really looking forward to that one. Now, are you going to come, Clay, or what?
You know, I'll certainly try, but every time you end up on board, somehow a bunch
you
of
don't
people
want
end
to?
Up with you, and there's no. Well, my excuse is that there's no space, but yeah, I don't want to. No.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, who knows? Clay might join us. We'll have to wait and see. But Alex, having Alex Brilski on is really going to be a treat. I mean, he wrote the book on diving. I mean, it's just kind of a cool that he'll be on board giving some of these seminars that he's about reef conservation and sustainability for dive industry things. He has so much information to pull from. He's gonna It's gonna be a treat for anybody.
Coral reef ecology and all that. It's just one of the great things about going on a liveaboard is that no matter your experience level, there's probably somebody on board that that knows areas of diving that you don't, and reef diving, seeing whatever plagics you might see, is always enhanced by knowing a little bit more about the background of what you're seeing, whether it's just a brain coral or whatever the case might be, or a hammerhead or bull shark or whatever.
He'll be able to tell you more about it than you ever wanted to know, is my guess. But I mean,
probably will.
Yeah, and I mean that as a compliment. It'll be cool. So exploreventures.com. That's just a little taste. You got Indonesia, you got Saba St. Kitts, you got the Maldives, you got a lot of choices, and all you have to do is go to exploreventures.com. A lot of travel deals going on as well right now. Sign up for their newsletter, you get a hold of them. Or you can go into Facebook Live right now and talk to Rachel. She's standing by to answer all your questions. So we'll let you go, Clay, and put her to work, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate it, Greg.
You got it. ExploreVentures.com. More coming up. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, ReefSafe sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, ReefSafe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. So don't be fooled by unscrupulous marketing claims. Go with the original. ReefSafe. Ask for ReefSafe sun care at your dive retailer. Or for more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up, and apparently this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
Okay, thanks, Joe. I think I am Greg the Dive Master, and as an added bonus, We have Facebook Live going today, as usual.
Fancy boy. I like it.
But Rachel from Explorer Ventures is literally in the chat room there at Facebook Live. So she's not only a man in the video, but she's there to answer your questions about liveaboard diving. Kind of pick up where Clay and I left off. If you have specific questions about what it's like, or if you were to book an Explorer Ventures boat and go out there and do it, what is it like? She's been on a lot of the trips herself. She can answer some very specific questions that you may have about liveaboard diving and what it's like. But trust me, if you've never been on a liveaboard diving, you have not been diving, because it literally is the best type of diving that there is, if you ask me, by far. And I'm proving it again. Myself, when I go out to spend Christmas in the Caribbean with Alex Brilski and a few of our Scuba Radio listener friends. Anybody can book it, by the way, 1-800-322-3577. But it's December 8th through the 15th. That is the date of the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And that will be on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, which is a beautiful vessel in its own right. So if you haven't done it, do it. If you have, you know what I'm talking about. And they just get better and better. All right, so Bubble Boy and CJ are in the studio. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy and Barry the Bugger. He has been given his marching orders to go find the marching lobster and down there in South Florida.
Tough assignment.
Yes, it is, but
someone's got to do it.
And I think he's willing to do that. What I'm afraid of, though, he'll go find them, and then he won't tell me.
Well, he'll catch them. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Well, no, he's supposed to find them and say, yes, indeed, they are walking. Greg, come on down. So just, right?
No, there are no lobsters, Greg. You might as well stay up there.
Do not engage. I repeat, do not engage.
CJ, no, I'll call you later.
Okay.
It's really to the highest bidder is what's going to happen with Barry the Bugger. He's going to, whoever he likes best, he's going to call and say, okay, they're walking, let's go. But you know, it's not. You were questioning during the last commercial break, CJ, if it's too late. Like, and I said, hey, we got the news, guys.
Well, that's what Barry was saying. He's saying by the time we get down there, they'll be, you know, in their hiding spots.
No, he was saying that if he goes out there after the show today and finds that they are indeed walking, they won't be in the same spot tomorrow, which is correct. But if they're out there walking, there's a good chance they're going to be out walking the next day. Generally,
how many days do they walk?
It can go for like a week or two. It just depends. Sometimes it can only be a day or so, and sometimes it can go on for a week or more. Am I right, Barry? That's what you've heard, isn't it?
About a week is about all. You know, then all the divers catch them up, and all the other ones get smart and go back to deeper water.
Well, maybe. But if they're marching, if there's that many out there marching up and down the coast in like 10 feet of water, I mean, this is going to be making the local news down there in Fort Lauderdale. It'll be on the 6 o'clock news today.
Then it's all over.
Well, no, yeah, it'll be a free-for-all. What do you mean it won't be on the news? Yes, it will. It always is.
It'll be the local divers will talk to each other. But no, they don't want it on the news.
Well, they don't want it on the news, but if it's a big enough lobster walk, it will make its way onto the local news after a few days of this. It always does. You know it does, Barry. You live there. I'm up in Orlando, and I hear about it. So don't tell me I'm wrong. Yeah. Who the hell do you think you're talking to, son?
Greg, simmer down.
Okay, sorry. Lobster fever.
It'll be okay.
Lobster
It'll
fever.
Okay.
Lobster fever. My bad. But yeah.
All worked up.
It's a magical thing to experience. I mean, last time I was down there, it was me, Barry, and Bubble Boy. You remember that, right, Bubble
Boy? Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that.
We had a 24 lobster limit that day because we were taking out a private boat. And so we could get up to 24 lobsters. And literally, we had my lobster bag full with, I think we had 23 in there, and we could barely get it over the side of his vessel, the surprise, to get it up over the side of the boat and onto the boat. I mean, it was like Santa's sack was full of, lobster.
You said you kept having to pick which one was the biggest one.
Exactly.
You're too small, you're too.
That's a lobster hunter's dream.
Hey, you little guy, this is your lucky day. You get a reprieve.
Yeah, you know,
go back and find your mama.
I will say the one thing that
go back and find your daddy.
Chiefy said that I should have asked him more about. He said that when he was seeing the lobsters congregated in, you know, under some ledges there in about 35 feet of water off of Fort Lauderdale, that there were like 8 to 10 of them, but the big ones would be in the back.
Those are the smart ones.
You think it's just smart, and that's why they are bigger? Because
they didn't get big for no reason.
They push out the little ones and figure no one's going to look deeper in the hole.
Yeah. Well, I always thought
it's
it
the
was
opposite the, of women and children first.
Yeah, but the bigger ones also have a tendency to be bolder sometimes, too. But I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I didn't ask him about that, why they would be in the back. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I always notice like the bigger lobsters have a tendency to come out and greet a diver sometimes because they're so big they're not as intimidated by you. You hear what I'm saying?
Can I help you?
You keep telling yourself that.
Okay. Well, we'll get to the bottom of this.
They didn't get to be big by being stupid.
Okay. No, they got lucky.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think they're smart. They got lucky. I
would go with lucky as well.
Because I ain't seen him yet.
That's right. The bug boy. See? It's coming out. He's going to grab his looper. The next thing you
tickle
know.
Tickle stick.
Oh, okay, that. All right, we'll
I
go
I
don't
with loop
that.
Anymore.
Hey, Butch Hendrick. He is a literally a diving legend. He's going to join us in hour two, talk about some of the seminars he's going to present at the DEMA show this year in Las Vegas. That's coming up in hour two. Also, Jerry Beatty. Where the hell's Jerry Beatty? We'll find out that and then some. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.